Hi, welcome to Kawaii Corner. This is DJ Sada Haru every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. When we talk about Japanese anime films, most people first will think about Miyazaki after his first famous anime film, Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind. He directed Castle in the Sky, My Neighbor Totoro, Kiki's Delivery Service, Porco's Rosso, Princess Mononoke, Spirited Away, Howl's Moving Castle, Ponyo, and The Wind Rises. All of those worldwide successful films were directed by him. Almost everyone has heard about at least one of his most famous film, like My Neighbor Totoro and Spirited Away. Miyazaki received Oscar's Governor Award in 2014. He was the second Japanese director who received this award after Akira Kurosawa in 1990. Now Miyazaki was 75 years old. Last year, he gave his seventh retired statement. Yes, he come back every time for the first six retired statement. No matter this time is real or he will keep working until he died, his age makes him cannot work as hard as before. He indeed has built up all those miracle anime films, and all of them become two classic anime films. But audience still wants more new anime films to watch. Miyazaki's studio, Ghibli, has to learn how to make its own works without Miyazaki. The Red Turtle was shown in this summer. Studio Ghibli was cooperated with European company to make this anime. The Red Turtle is not like Miyazaki's other anime films totally, but have more European drawing style and storytelling ways. And Red Turtle is a dialogue-less film. It's talk about the nature and human's relationship. It was a good story with beautiful art and with a new way to talk about anime in film. However, it doesn't have great box office because there has won another film by other director is showing at the same time. And that director's name is Shinkai. Now he's quite younger than Miyazaki. He's 43 years old. He is not as famous as Miyazaki yet. And some people think his work is not as good as Miyazaki's, and people always say his work just copy the style from the Miyazaki, but he doesn't have the ability to tell a story, and some people just say his story is awful. Only thing he has is the beautiful art. I would say his art is really beautiful, and he also know how to tell a story, but he just in different way than Miyazaki's. After his first anime film, Voice of Distant Star, he's learning how to tell a story, and he can tell a story better and better. Now, let's review Miyazaki's Spirited away, and then we can start Shinkai's anime world and talk about Shinkai's story. Shinkai's first personal anime work is a short black and white film called She and Her Cat. It's a story that's telling by a male cat. He was picked up by a young girl. He doesn't know her life, her outside the home. When he is fall in love with another female cat, the girl still is the most important person in his life. When he sees the girl was in pain, he's so sad that he is only a cat which can comfort the girl. The girl is the whole world for the cat, but the cat is only a cat for her. It is a sweet but also a sad story. After that, all Shinkai's anime is talk about the love which hidden in one's heart. In his most famous anime film, 5 Centimeters Per Second, which showed in 2007, is the story also makes people feel the sweet but also the sadness. The title 5 Centimeters Per Second comes from the speed of which cherry blossom petals fall, petals being a metaphor about human, reminiscent of the slowness of life and how people often start together but slowly drift into their separate way. The story is set in Japan. It's beginning in the 1990s with 3 acts centered on a boy named Takaki Tono. During that time, cell phone and email are not yet reach common life for general population. Akari Shinohana is a transfer student for Takaki's school. They become two friends quickly. They have some same hobbies and can understand each other. After graduate, Akari moved to other city for high school, but they are keep sending letters to each other and talk about their new school's life for each other. After a while, Takaki's family decide to move to other city, which is on the way other side of the country, which means they even impossible to send letters to each other. Takaki decide to see Akari by himself and give her his love letter he wrote for a long time to her. After his long trip, his train is delayed for many hours because of the snowstorm. When he finally get Akali's city and finally meet her, they share their really first kiss and they fall asleep in the train station after have a long talks. In the next morning, Takaki takes the train back. He was so glad that they have the most sweet moment in their life, but both of them realize they will not meet each other again. In the second act, cosmonaut Takaki is the senior of high school. One of his classmates, Kanai, falls in love with him. She tries as much as she can to stay with him. However, Takaki just treats her as a friend. He doesn't want to start a close relationship with any girl. Takaki just writing emails at all the time, all the day, but his emails are not sending to her, to anyone. He just dreams those email will send to Akali at one day, but he never did it. Here is the song of 5 centimeters per second.
Thank you.
The last act's name is centimeters per second. Takaki is grown to a computer programmer in Tokyo now. Well, Akari is also preparing to marry with another man. Takaki is still longing for Akari. After he break up with his actual girlfriend, Takaki later leave his job and back to the city that he meet Takaki. Takaki goes through her old place and find the old letters addressed to Takaki. At the same time, Takaki and Akari was both recalling a recent dream depicting the event of their last meeting in the snow and hoping to watch the cherry blooms together again, but they never did actually. One day while walking down a road, Takaki and Akari appear to pass and recognize each other at a train crossing, where they had decided to watch the cherry blossom before. And they remember what they said to each other 13 years ago. At the outside of the train, they stopped and began to look back. But the passing train cut off their view. Takaki waits for the train to pass and see that Akari is gone. Shinkai loves to tell a story about grow up, about distance, about friendship, about love, and about impact. The boy in his story always quietly, sensitive, and emotional. I really like one sentence that Takaki says in the 5 centimeters per second. Every minute feels like an eternal time, clearly as if it had malicious intent slowly beckoned away from me. I clenched my teeth and keep myself from crying was the only thing I could do. The ending song of the film is like talking about the lonely boy's heart and says if he has one more time, one more chance, he might do the different decide to keep the girl he loved stay with him or catch her.
もう何もない 全てかけて抱きしめてみせるよ。寂しさ紛らすだけなら誰でもいいはずなのに、星が落ちそうな夜だから自分を偽れないわ。季節よ移ろわないで One more time ふざけ合った時間よ。いつでも探しているよ、どっかに君の姿を。交差点でも夢の中でもこんなとこにいるはずもないのに、奇跡がもしも起こる新しい朝、これからの僕、言えなかった好きという言葉も。夏の思い出ら回る、無意に消えたこと。
In the 5 centimeters per second, the light, the water, the tree, and the street, and the house, and everything are look exactly at the real world. Some people go to the place which appear in Shinkai's anime and take many pictures to contract. And the real picture and his art are exactly the same. Even though Shinkai's art is more pretty than the real world, but every sighting is the same. Some people don't like him, always say he doesn't know how to tell a story. The only thing he has is beautiful art. They say his 5 centimeters per second is a boring story. The storyline doesn't have any new ideas. And the Takaki doesn't know how to explain his feelings and not active to do anything to find Akali. which kind of like audience like him. Many people doubt that Shinkai don't know anything about telling story. All he wants is to earn tears. And exactly many people cried when they watched the film. Especially for men. Many men first time cried because an anime film is this anime. Maybe they remember the time when they were young, or maybe they remember the girl who they liked before, or remember their first love, or whatever reason. Also, in 2013, Shinkai showed another anime film, The Garden of Wars, also earned big successful. Shinkai likes quiet. This time, he chose still to tell a quiet story. Shinkai puts all characters' emotion into a tanka, a form of Japanese poetry. The Garden of World is considered a Roman and drama film. The story started at the rainy season in Tokyo with Takao, a 15-year-old student and want to become a shoemaker. Always skip his first class to do his shoe design in the garden. At the garden, he meets Yukari, a 27-year-old woman who always skipping work and enjoy beer and chocolate in the garden. He feels she looked familiar, but he can't remember who she is. She recognized his school uniform. And when Takao leaves, she gives a tanka to Takao. A faint clap of thunder, cloudy skies. Perhaps rain comes. If so, will you stay with me? And she leaves Takao puzzled to understand the tanka's meaning and what is her meaning after behind that. The two continue to meet each other in the park in every rainy day. But they never introduce themselves to each other. They don't know what happened on each other. They don't know why they always in the garden in the rainy morning. After Yukino feels interested about Takao's shoemaking, Takao decides to make a pair of shoes for her. Time passed fast. The rainy season was ended. Takao stopped visit the park and focused on his work. But the story didn't end at here. Here is the song, Raining.
Lady, 君は雨に濡れ
て僕の目を少し見ていた土砂降りでも構わないと粒濡れでも構わないと口笛吹く僕がついてくを随分君を知りすぎたのに初めて争った夜のように行かないで行かないでそう乾いたシャツ改札を出る頃君の街じゃもう雨は小降りになる今日だけが明日に続いてるこんな風に君とは終われない Lady 君は今
All character have its own personality in Shinkai's anime film. Shinkai didn't make them to make any choices, but the character made those choices by themselves. Shinkai uses Japanese way to show us a love story.Not like Western culture or American culture. In Japanese tradition, the way to write love is as same as sadness. So it means love always with the sadness in Japanese culture. And also almost all Asian culture, people like to use metaphor to explainTheir feelings rather than just speak it out. People will not say I love you. Instead, people say the moon is pretty today. Although the story's central theme is loneliness, it uses shoes and rain as motif along withPoetry and the Japanese garden in which it is set. Rain is typically seen as sad, loneliness, and gloomy. But in the Garden of Words, it makes the world more vivid and protect the two main characters from the reality of their lives and limitation imposed by society by the rain. Shinkai also noted a parallel between love and rain that neither can be controlled or stopped by personal wills.Taka, the Taka in the Garden of World is the way they explain their feelings to each other and the way to understand each other. The whole Taka is saying like this. A faint clap of thunder, clouded sky. Perhaps rain comes. If so, will you stay here with me? A faint clap of thunder. Even if rain comes now, I will stay here together with you. Welcome back to Kawaii Corner. This is DJ Sadaharu. Every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. at radio.dominican.com. 新海's new anime film called Your Name is showing started by August 26th. Sadly, I didn't hear any information about if it will show in America or not. I hope so. The film is a story of miracle and love. Revolves around Mitsuha and Taki. Mitsuha is a high school girl who lived with her little sister and her grandma in a deep valley, because her father is too busy to take care of them. Mitsuha doesn't like her hometown, and she doesn't like her family's Shinto religion, and she doesn't like her father always practice his election campaign. And she dreamed she can move to a big city and have a wonderful life by living in Tokyo. That will be good if she was a man that she always wanted to be. Taki is a high school boy who lives in central Tokyo. He spends time with his friends, works part-time at an Italian restaurant, and interested in IT culture and fine art. One day, Mitsuha has a dream where she is a young boy. Taki also have a dream that he become to a high school girl in a town in the mountains that he never been to before. The story is begin with the young boy and young girl change their body. Change body was being used in many other stories before, but this time Shinkai make it a little bit different than other story. Shinkai gave them different time. Taki lived 3 years before Matsuha, so he know what's gonna happen in this small valley and what Mitsuha will go through. So it's more like a story that's come from a boy come from the future and trying to rescue his girl. And in the story, they maybe meet like for a couple of times, but not many times. And they keep their writing diary on the cell phone and to let others can know what happens during the time they change their bodies. And I didn't see the anime yet, but I'm really looking forward to see it. Till the September 24th, Your Name's box office reached to more than 61 billion Japanese yen, about $61 million. Before that, only Miyazaki's anime box office will be more than 100 billion yen. Now, Shinkai is the second one. It's reached 610 billion Japanese yuan for Your Name now. And by contrast, Ghibli's Red Turtles box office only have less than $3 million. Many people ask the question if Shinkai will be come to the next Miyazaki. I think I will say no, because his style, his story is totally different than Miyazaki's. Miyazaki's anime film is faced to everyone, from the children to the elders, but Shinkai's story is not. Shinkai's story is more about talking a story to young generation, like from teenage to 20 or 30. And his storytelling is really different than Miyazaki's. Miyazaki's anime film is more like a party. He talks everything in his films, and every film seems so amazing and full of different storylines. But Shinkai just telling one story in a really quiet way. And he only talk good at one story. And he is not good at using the dialogue in the anime, but instead he used his music and beautiful art to cover that. Here is the song of the Your Name. This is DJ Sada Hello in Kawaii Corner at radio.dominican.edu. Welcome to listen our next show at 7.
その騒がしい声と涙をめがけやってきたんだよ。そんな